I am John Rothman, and this is The Voice of San Francisco. Wait a minute, you're probably wondering, what is The Voice of San Francisco? And the answer is an opportunity for all of us to interact and to talk about the tough issues facing the city and county of San Francisco. We created this podcast because there is an absence in our community of the ability to express opinions and interact. We hope the Voice of San Francisco will correct that terrible situation. So let's get right to it, because there's so much that we have to talk about when it comes to the news of San Francisco. Wait, where do you get your news? Well, I can tell you that the news sources here in San Francisco have been vastly reduced. You all know it. But let's talk about the sources that I use every day. First, I do read the San Francisco Chronicle. I want you to know it is not the newspaper that it once was, but nonetheless, it represents an ear and a voice for the people of San Francisco to interact with and react to. And then there are radio stations, KCBS, which used to have a bureau, a location at City Hall. And that is gone. There is no more City Hall reporter, not for KCBS. Not for KGO, not for anybody. Of course, KGO doesn't exist anymore, and that represents a problem as well. Because once upon a time, you could pick up the phone and you could call and say what you thought about a myriad of issues. You may have noticed the San Francisco Chronicle the other day had a wonderful story about the danger of car chases. And of course, I immediately thought of my late colleague Gene Burns, who used to talk about that all the time. But the simple truth is, when we want to get news, there isn't really one set source. And certainly there are no eyes and ears on City Hall, as there once were. And that to me is very important. So I want to talk with you this morning about how we deal with news sources and how we react to them and why it's important to have a voice of San Francisco. In the San Francisco Chronicle this morning, J.D. Morris wrote a wonderful story on Mayor Breed seeking to change the law to solicit donations for the pandas. Wait, did you hear that? We're going to have pandas. This is a big plus for Mayor Breed. And let me explain to you that now they have to build an infrastructure so that the pandas have a home at the zoo. And it turns out, according to the story in the Chronicle by J.D. Morris, that Mayor Breed seems to think that she needs to get the Board of Supervisors to temporarily lift restrictions on City Hall officials seeking private donations. What? What do you think City Hall officials do? That's all they do is seek private donations. Okay, so let's think logically and carefully here. There is no problem, in my mind, in building a structure for the pandas. Why? Because we have the San Francisco Zoo. We have their ability to raise money. And you may note, they have raised money assiduously through the years for a variety of projects. The mayor doesn't have to raise the money. The Board of Supervisors doesn't have to raise the money. In fact, the city of San Francisco doesn't have to raise money. What has to happen is that the Zoological Society, the San Francisco Zoo, should raise the money for the pandas to have a home in San Francisco. And you know what? The mayor and the Board of Supervisors, who are so skilled at soliciting funds, well, let me tell you something. They can go to the event, the fundraiser, and they can solicit funds, and it doesn't have to go through the city. In fact, it shouldn't go through the city. It should go through the San Francisco Zoo. Now, it's true, there is an agreement between San Francisco and China for these two pandas to come to San Francisco. And that's completely legitimate. But raising money? Let the San Francisco Zoo raise the money with the help of our city officials. We do it all the time, don't we? Look at what we do for housing when we offer incentives for people here in San Francisco to build. Well, they have to go through a process and they build the units. We don't build the units. The people of San Francisco don't build the units. And yet we encourage them. We help to raise the funds by supporting a project which can make a difference in the life of all San Franciscans. Speaking of which, I don't know about you, but I've been getting a lot of polls in the mail. Now, most of the polls, by the way, are originating out of Los Angeles. That's where the main polling center seems to be, at least the company that's doing polls. And one of the questions they asked is the question of what issues we care about here in San Francisco. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know what the issues are that we care about? But more particularly, what about solutions to problems? And that's the real issue here. I think anyone can identify what the issues are. That's not a big, mind-blowing arrangement. The problem is to identify solutions. And let me point out to you that the candidates for mayor, the candidates for the Board of Supervisors, the candidates for the Board of Education, the candidates for the Community College Board, well, they're going to be campaigning, and the whole point is they should be campaigning on solutions to problems. So let's just think about this for a minute. There was recently a conference held here in San Francisco, and the purpose of the conference was to identify issues and solutions, which is a great idea. But the simple fact is that unless the people who make the laws here in San Francisco and the people who make the proposals here in San Francisco are on the same page, well, frankly, nothing happens. This city has a flag, and the flag has on it as the symbol of this city, the Phoenix. Why? Because San Francisco always rises from the ashes like the Phoenix of old. I want to suggest to you that here in San Francisco, we have real issues that can be solved if people put their heads together. And that means the people who make the laws, the people who are involved in raising funds, the philanthropists, the businesses, the banks, all the people who have a vested interest in San Francisco. So one of the things that I hope we can do on the Voice of San Francisco is to raise these kinds of issues and perhaps even to come up with a few solutions. Think about the enclosures for the pandas at the zoo. This is not an issue that needs to be addressed by the Board of Supervisors or the mayor. It needs to be addressed by the people of San Francisco. You know, we did this once before. We did. When the koala bears came from Australia. As a kid, I can remember how we worked on that. And by the way, many other projects at the zoo. Remember when kids contributed pennies in order to do various things at the zoo? That wasn't public funding. That was private funding. That was the people of San Francisco putting their shoulders to the wheel and making a difference. I think that's what we have to do. And I want to make another comment, and that has to do with the idea of our having sources of news. We need to have City Hall reporters. I wish we had a Barbara Taylor still at City Hall reporting for KCBS. I wish we had a real news operation here in San Francisco by the San Francisco Chronicle. You know, the fact of the matter is that our information sources in this city are severely limited. And the Voice of San Francisco wants to correct that. When you tune in and you listen to Melissa Kane and John Zipper and their intense interviews, when you read the blog that Susan Dyer Reynolds is doing, which exposes issues in San Francisco and candidates in San Francisco, which we wouldn't normally be able to do because there's no vehicle for it, or when you listen to me doing this podcast, which I do every day, the idea is to make the issues more relevant. And so my appeal to you today on behalf of the Voice of San Francisco is let people know we exist. Let people know we're tackling issues. Let people know we're trying to come up with solutions to problems. That's what the Voice of San Francisco wants to do. And with your cooperation, that's exactly what we hope to accomplish. All right, that's it for today. This is John Rothman for the Voice of San Francisco. And I'm looking forward to talking more issues with you and hopefully solutions tomorrow.